Lilliput by Sam Gayton. Read by Madeline Brolly.
Prologue. Catching. To the giant's country he lost his way. They kept him there for a year and a day. William Brighty Rands, Stalky Jack. Pinches and Plips. All down the pebble path to the beach, Lily sulked about her iron shoes. They clang, clang, clanged on her feet as she made her way to the shore. It was blowy, and the waves were high as houses. Belin was already there, with his grumpy older sister, Bree. They dug through the sucking wet sand, looking for pincher crabs. Lily stomped towards them, iron shoes flashing in the sun. Bree scowled and nudged her brother, and Belin pulled his tweezers from the beach and threw them with a plonk into his bucket. Together, they watched her coming down the dunes to the wet sand left by the tide.
"Can I dig with you?" Lily asked, looking at Belin.
"Suppose so," Bree muttered, rolling her eyes. She pointed down at Lily's shoes. "But take those off first." Lily hesitated. A part of her wanted to, but the shoes were bound to her feet by more than just leather straps.
"I can't," she said at last. "You have to," said Bree. "All your stomping will scare off the pinchers. Me and Belin leave ours over there."
She pointed at two pairs of rusty iron shoes by the dunes.
"Come on, Lily, don't be a little un."
Lily sniffed and shook her head again.
"Can't," she repeated.
"You can," Bree insisted. "It's not dangerous as long as you're careful."